This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
In the years before the Oz9 launched into space, some of our crew crossed paths a time or two on Earth. Today, it's 2138, Tuesday again, in a small Italian restaurant in the town of French Lick, Indiana. Dr. von Habersetzer sits alone, awaiting his dinner. Or is he awaiting something else?
Hey, may I bring you another solo per la gravidanza, sir?
Wust, my little furry-lipped friend. Already my teeth are loose in my head. How much of the alcohol is in this beer?
If I might, just consult the bottle, sir. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want the wine. Give it to me. Thank you. It says... niente, sir. Niente, niente, niente.
What is that, like 9? 9%? Oh, no wonder I'm feeling a bit hazy, eh? Well, this'll teach me to be experimental. What am I saying? I'm a scientist.
Certainly, sir. Do you know how soon your dining partner will be arriving, eh?
And, why do you wish to know?
To free up the table, of course. We are very busy, sir.
Busy? Explain this busy. I'm alone in this place.
Well, I didn't say we were busy serving food, sir. We have the lives, you know.
How very odd. Mine guest is just 15 minutes late. Perhaps I may have another 15 minutes before you're shushing me out the door?
Well, I believe that can be arranged. You love to eat quite quickly, however.
It is 4:15 p.m. on a Tuesday, and no one is here.
I'm sorry. I really don't have time to chat, sir. As you can see, there are 15 other tables.
Tables, yes, but there are no people at them.
Oh, will those tables serve themselves, sir? Will the launder the on the cloths, a plaster on the silver, fill the on the water glasses,
Oh, I have had so many strange conversations in my life, and this is one of them.
I apologize for the strangeness strewn about your life, sir. If you'll excuse me.
If I could perhaps have a menu? It appears not. Very well. I'll wait.
Flour for the ladies, sir. Oi, flour for the ladies, sir. Eh?
Lady? I'm not sure who will be joining me.
Oh, sir, how very ungallant of you.
We have only communicated over the emails. Perhaps I should have worn a tie.
And what about the lovely lady across from you now, Ignoring her, are you? Sorry, dear. Man, I...
I'm terribly sorry, madame. Perhaps my English is not so good. I believe I am alone at present.
Oh, you brute! Oh, there, dear. No tears. They're not all so cruel as this one. Here, if he won't buy you a flower, I shall. No, please, I insist. It's only a day's wages.
Please, I will pay. Wait, this is not a flower, is it? Again, mine English, but I am quite certain in English that this is called a... Yeah, that's a twig.
Have you no decency, sir? Not only do you trifle with this poor child's emotions, but now you cast aspersions upon my occupation. Well, I never heard the line.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, madame, and apologies to you, my invisible companion. As I suspect you will not be ordering the lobster, please allow me to buy you this beautiful, delightful, fragrant steak. How much, good lady?
It'll be £11.06.3, an halfpenny for travel expenses, insurance, wear and tear on shoes and the like.
Pounds. I am sure I am in the United States today. But then I was also sure I was sitting alone, so... Oh, what the hell do I know? Do you take dollars?
With an accent like this?
Oh. Well, it is all I have, I fear.
Fine. Your fellow didn't exactly come prepared, does he, dearie, eh? It's good to know for future.
Well, then how much is it in dollars, then, please?
Hang on, a tick comes to... careful, economic stability. $47.88.
What? That cannot be right.
Oh, men aren't so good with the maths, are they? Oh, goodness. Oh, what a tidy wallet. I spy a 50 in there, don't I, hello? Oh, lovely little Ulysses S. peeking his little head above the leather. Thank you. Ta-ta.
Wait, did she even give you your shtick? Madame! Oh, I am so sorry, my dear. Look, after we dine, I will take you to the park, and I will build you a bouquet of shticks, and we will take a pontoon boat, and I will sing you love songs, and I am talking to a chair.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I see your dinner partner has still not arrived.
Are you sure? Could you look very closely?
Oh. I'm quite sure, sir. Is sort of feeling well. Don't look at the nice.
Fine. Foolish, perhaps, but fine. May I have a menu, please? I fancy a little nibble.
Another one, sir.
Another one what?
Another menu. Oh, I have handed you a tree already. It's such squirreling them away beneath the tablecloth. Do not make me frisk you on the way out.
Look, mine odd little fellow. I have just bought a shtick for $50 American, but as you can see, there is no shtick here. My dinner partner is now 22 minutes late, or possibly on time, but both invisible and very quiet. I am suddenly unsure what country I am in, and I am peckish, you see?
Clearly, sir. I shall return with menu number 4, al momento.
Could you perhaps bring me some breadsticks and just a smidgen of sausage? Hello? Perhaps some good German mustard and a spoon? A stout? Yes, this is Dr. Van Abesetzer. Who is there? No, the package has not arrived. Have you heard from the Federal Express? The Federal Express, the ones who send the packages. Oh my God, what is so very hard to understand about this? I am only continuing the metaphor. Yes, very well. I shall continue to wait. You could perhaps order me a paprika schnitzel with a spicy spätzle. Hello? Fine. I'm terribly sorry, my dear. You must be so hungry. Perhaps we could poke something with your shtick if we had it.
Gah! Désolé, monsieur. Who are you addressing? Moi?
And who might you be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, bonjour, monsieur. I am. Je suis your sommelier. I suspect you might be wanting some wine with your food.
I am wanting some food with my food. Just at the moment.
Oh, yes. Oh, I am sorry. The kitchen, well, it is terribly busy tonight, you know. There's lots of busyness in the cuisine.
Doing what? I am the only one here.
Oh, I did not say they were busy cooking. Huh? Would you care to see the wine menu?
Yes, fine. Hand it over. Why not? Or perhaps you're going to tell me you've given me 3 already, but they are as invisible as my companion. No offense, my dear, you are looking absolutely translucent.
Oh, no. I have given you exact none, sir. 0. An oversight I mean to correct immediately. I don't have it with me, sir, but I shall return with it post haste.
Why does everybody go away and leave me alone with nothing to nibble? My dinner partner is so starved, she's completely disappeared.
I'm back.
Gah!
Hello.
Perhaps you could warn me when you are doing the creeping up from behind?
Oh, but we are nearly closing time, sir. And it appears you have, how you say, been stood up.
Oh. Closing time? 4 p.m.?
I believe you'll find it's very nearly half. For, sir, and we don't wish to risk losing our liquor license, you know what I'm saying?
This is absurd. I shall leave when my guest has arrived and we have eaten of the little nibbles and had some lovely wine and perhaps another beer, and that is all. My guest, I am very sure, will be arriving shortly.
Or perhaps, monsieur, she has been here all along.
That chair is empty, I tell you! Why does everyone... Oh. Oh, you mean you? My goodness. So, I guess that means there is no wine? Eh?
As I was also the waiter and the flower lady, there's no food nor flowers either.
Oh, mein Fräulein, that is so impressive. I would applaud you if I were not so weak from hunger. There is no food here.
I think I have some Tic Tacs in my handbag.
Never mind. So why are you playing these games, whoever you are?
I am Mrs. Sheffield. May I sit?
Oh, fine, yes. Hand over the Tic Tacs. I have changed my mind.
Do go carefully, won't you? If they start to fizz, just spit them out immediately.
I will regret asking this question, but why?
Yes, you see, I'm not entirely sure which box of Tic Tacs came from the 7-Eleven and which came from work.
And your work is with?
MI-18, ostensibly. We get some very tricksy weapons that do entirely unpleasant things, and honestly, I'm not sure where those Tic Tacs originated, so suck gently.
Oh! 18, eh? That's as a great many of the M's and the I's. And what does this super secret agency do?
Well, it protects the UK from aliens.
Ah, well, I am having my green card here somewhere. Just a second.
Oh, not that kind of alien, Dr. von Halberstadt. No, more green men than green cards, if you catch me.
Mrs. Sheffield.
Clara.
Clara, then. Why would you wish to talk with me about the green eyes? Oh, the green men. Lazelle.
Because you work for Gated Galaxies, do you not?
I do, yes. This is not against the law yet, I think.
Oh, come on, Friedrich. May I call you Friedrich?
Oh,
come closer. Closer. This is too close. You and I both know that G2 is up to some funny business not far from here. Is that your foot? Anyway, it's to do with the sulfur springs and whatnot.
What? Oh, yes. All right. Go on. Just be gentle, eh?
And who is that? Who should be gentle, Friedrich?
The cleaning lady. No, the movers. No, hang on. That was the museum. They will be showing some of my art. Yes. See, I'm a bit of a Renaissance man. Really more Baroque, but I think you can fix me. Yeah, the museum thing. Yes, we'll go with that.
Right, well, I think perhaps I should be off.
I am trying to decide.
Goodbye, Friedrich.
But Clara, what about us?
Frida, perhaps another time, perhaps another life. Until then, we'll always have...
Ah, welcome, gentlemen. I am afraid you are too late. She has already gone. No, there is no point in going after her. She is long gone. Tic-tac.
Well, that explained almost nothing, and now I'm hungry, which is a pretty rare thing after an episode of Oz 9. You've been listening to Sarah Golding as the waiter, the flower lady, the sommelier, and Mrs. Sheffield. Eric Perry was Dr. Friedrich von Halberstadt, and I'm Richard Nadolny, your narrator. Our theme music was composed and performed by John Faley. The Italian restaurant music was by various artists on Storyblocks. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Season 3 begins 1 week from today, Space Monkeys. Until then, narrator out.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.